Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Hot Topics from the Soul. I'm your host, Valerie Parker. I'm a businesswoman, author, and speaker. I'm a business person. I have two companies. The first, Arise by VMP, which is a speakers bureau and PR company. And currently, I'm doing a tour called Fight for Your Dreams. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to make it to next level of success, you have got to fight for your dream. Why? Because the world is depending on you. The world is waiting on you. Wonderful, magnificent, powerful you. As an author, I've written four books. The first, From the Soul of a Woman, Love Shouldn't Hurt. Secondly, Unveiling Secrets from the Heart, Forgiving Your Past to Free Your Future. Third, Restored Vessels, Young Adults Overcoming Adversities. And my fourth book is Unlimited Possibilities, The Road to Restoration. We've got to be restored in our mind and our soul and our bodies and our spirit in order for next level. It's about next level, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm so glad you joined me tonight. And I have my co-host with me, Shirley Carter. Shirley, are you there?
Good evening. I'm Shirley Carter. I'm also an entrepreneur, and I have a nonprofit organization for breast cancer survivors. Thank you for joining us.
Well, it is Valentine's Day. Yay! You know, Shirley, Valentine's Day is an emotional day for a lot of people. Why? Because some people are in love and some people are out of love and some have lost loved ones. So I wanted to dedicate this show from my heart to yours, celebrating and appreciating individuals for who they are and letting them know that regardless of individual in your life, that you're yet loved, you're yet appreciated, that somebody cares about you and somebody loves you. But first you have to begin with loving yourself. As I said at the beginning of the show, wonderful, magnificent you. Yes, you are wonderful. You are magnificent. There is no other person like you. When God created you, no one has your DNA on the planet. That's just how uniquely you're made. And then he went on to say that you're fearfully and wonderfully made. That means every nook and cranny is fearfully made in the aspect of it's perfect in the sight of God. You know, we often say, you know, God don't make no junk. No, he doesn't make junk. I don't care what inabilities you have purpose. God has a reason for you to be here. I was reading, Shirley. I know this is a show regarding love and, you know, from my heart to yours, but one of the things I wanted to share with individuals is I was reading in the Word of God in Isaiah, the 14th chapter, 4th verse, where he said that God will give people for your life. That means he loves you with such an everlasting love that whoever he sees fit to sacrifice for your sake, for your purpose to be established in the earth, that's what he's going to do because he loves you so much. And when we're talking about physical love, emotional love, love is an emotional contract between two hearts. How wonderful is that, Shirley?
That is wonderful. And that's a contract, you know, that it's not on paper. It's not something that you can put on paper. That is a contract from within. That's, you know, it's like your soul connects more of a spiritual level. A spiritual being comes together. And like you said, it's an emotion in action. And in being that, loving someone on a contract like that and being in love with someone, you know, it starts with yourself. You can't really love anyone else till you learn to love yourself. And for any relationship to survive, you have to understand who you are, who you belong to, and what it really means to be loved. And that starts with ourselves and loving ourselves. So we are celebrating Valentine's Day with you, because we love ourselves and we want you to learn how to love yourself. So Valentine's Day is not always about having that someone there in our lives. We've got someone in our lives, every day. So every day should be a celebration. Now, you know, I was talking with a friend of mine, and we talk about the things that we should be grateful for. It's Valentine's Day, but what does that really mean? What is it about Valentine's Day that makes it so special? Is it being in a relationship with someone, or is it the love? Is it really about love? And if it's all about love, we need to look at the different aspects of that. What does it mean to have love in our lives? Does it mean that it has to be a significant other? Or are we willing to accept the love that we get every day, which God gives us love every day? There's always someone in your life that's going to, you know, give you love, but can you reciprocate it because of the love that you have for yourself? What do you think, Val? Do you think that love is just about a relationship with a significant other, or do you feel that love is what it is, emotional?
Well, you know, when I wrote my book, From the Soul of a Woman, Love Shouldn't Hurt, I opened the book with this. Love affects our past, our present, our future. Love is an emotion, a gift given to us from God, and it is something that should never hurt. Now, a lot of times we allow individuals in our life space to detour us, to distract us from what the true essence of what love is. And love is giving, love is kind, love is not puffed up, love is giving and doing for somebody unsacrificially, you know, not, you know, considering themselves. You know, as I keep referring back to the Word of God, it said God so loved that he gave. It's a giving process, and that's what's lacking in love. That's what's lacking in relationships. No one is really actually giving. They're wondering what can they get as opposed to what can I give to make this union a great one and to build on it, and how can my life impacts someone else's life. You know, our life is never about us. It's about what he wants to do through us. It, you know, there's so many broken hearts around here where people are so depressed because they have missing loneliness for a flesh being, somebody in the natural being with them. But the love has to come from within. You have to have a relationship with yourself. And what Shirley, you said, what do you mean a relationship with yourself? That means celebrating and liking who you are, and yes, and celebrating it to the fact, not where you're just going to get your hair done and your nails done. You know, that's cosmetic. But enjoying your space. You know, I heard an individual say it's better to be alone than to wish you were, because a lot of times we be wanting a love, wanting somebody in our life space, and then when they get there, it gets kind of crowded. We get uncomfortable. Why? Because we've been used to being by ourselves, and we just want a temporary fix. But love isn't temporary. Love is something that should be lasting and everlasting, and that's what people fail to realize.
Yeah,
they're sitting there waiting for that phone to ring or for somebody to bring them candy so they can get diabetes and their blood pressure go up and they gain weight and flowers that are going to wither and die. What you need to be looking for is something that is lasting, somebody that there's permanent there in your life to share your goals, to share your dreams, and help them materialize and become a reality. You can, you know, and then people talk about being lonely. You can have a room full of people and still be lonely. Why? Because you don't have a relationship with you.
Right. That is so true, Val. So many people miss that point. And that's why you hear some people saying, well, I need him to complete me. I need her to complete me. Aren't you a complete whole person already? Why do you need another human being to complete you? That is one of the biggest mistakes that a person can think about, is that they need someone else to complete them. To another wise, I would say in the form of you need someone else to validate that you are a whole human being. then you've lost track. You have lost yourself in trying to develop a relationship with someone else. And in the process of doing that, you lost your identity of who you are. You do
often
not
happens.
Need another. Yes, too often. But anytime you lose yourself to gain someone else, you've already lost. And
absolutely.
Then you're settling for less. You're settling for less and to gain something when you've already lost in that aspect as well. We have got to get to the point that we understand, and I can't stress this enough, you are a complete person. God made you a whole person. You do not need someone else to complete you. You can enhance someone else's life, but you do not need another human being to complete you. He made you whole. And that's why we got to get to know who we are, who we belong to, and learn to love ourselves. Develop a relationship with yourself and a healthy relationship, and then you can move into a relationship with someone else. And then one of the things about relationships that we have to understand is that in our lifetime, we're going to have lots of relationships, and some for a season, some for a reason, some for a lifetime. But there is a lesson in every relationship we encounter, and we have to be aware of those things. They may come after the relationship is over. We may not even see it while we're in it, but know that there is a lesson in every relationship.
Yeah, and don't get so desperate to want someone to be there physically with you, because a lot of times that person that's there physically with you will become a distraction from your purpose and your destination of life or where you need to go. So, you know, I was saying to you a couple of weeks ago, Shirley, I said, you know what? I put my life on hold in order to satisfy someone else. And see, that's what love does. Love gives. And I was willing to sacrifice it all, but that other person was not. And when the scale is lopsided, it's going to be a problem from the beginning to the end, because it doesn't get better as it gets older. It gets worse. And that's why you find individuals, they say, oh, we grew apart. Well, you were never apart. One whole piece in the first place. You were two broken pieces trying to be one, and it never manifested. So it wasn't the fact that, oh, we grew apart. You were never together, because that flesh, you know, flesh is a mess. You know, you have a relationship with somebody and you want to get all excited in the flesh, and then physically, you know, and sexually, it don't last that long where it's willing to cost you your life. What are you willing to give in exchange for your dream? And that's what it's about. Don't allow someone to come in your life space that you want somebody so bad, so desperately for a day till you miss your whole destiny. And that's where a problem will arise.
Yeah. Because when you miss your destiny and you're not walking in the purpose of what God had planned for your life, you do. It becomes a complete mess.
Mm-hmm.
And because life is not an accident. And no one is a mistake. Every person was, you know, that is walking this earth was meant to be on this earth at this time. No one is an accident. God doesn't make it, you know, he doesn't do accidents.
Absolutely.
He plans, he implements. There's no accident. So you think that, oh, I was born, I was an accident. No, there's no accident. Not through the grace of the good Lord. It's a plan and a purpose.
And the truth of the matter is, if you don't get it together for you, you will never be able to be whole in a relationship in the first place, because of the fact that you will have flashbacks of things that disrupted you emotionally, and because of that, it will cause you to have an unsettling, an evening in your spirit, your mind, your body. You know, there's people that have been sexually abused, and when they get married, they don't share that or never got, you know, counseling, and they take that into a relationship. Oh, it's okay if we're going out to dinner and going out to a movie, but then, you know, after you get married, and then it becomes, well, you know, okay, that's part of your duty is to, you know, engage in sexually with your partner, and you find it to be a struggle. Why? Because you tried to suppress or bury that which is going on in your life, and it becomes to be a problem. So a lot of times when we're sitting saying we want someone in our life and we want them, we got to get ourselves together, because a lot of us is a mess. I know myself personally. You know, I've been divorced 16 years. It seems like yesterday, because I've been spending time working on me, enjoying me, and I'm careful about who I want in my space. So if I want to give up my freedom for another individual, you say, well, I'm getting selfish, and, you know, maybe. But like I said, I'd rather be alone than to wish I were, because I like being able to go and do what I want to do. And there's some things that you have to give up when it's no longer I but we.
Yes. There's a lot of things.
You got to replace the I for the we, the us.
Yes. That is so true, Val, but so many people go into relationships, or especially some people go into marriages, and with the ideology of thinking that, okay, I'm an individual, you're an individual, I can still do me and do you, and you do you.
Mm-hmm.
And they never get to that point. And a lot of those marriages end in divorce. Or it becomes a situation where domestic violence come into play.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
somebody is going to be so unhappy, and then, you know, unfortunately, a lot of times, one of them becomes angry, and why don't you understand? I'm me and you're you. And which caused more friction and conflict within the home.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell people this a lot. Anytime you have to change who you are to make someone else happy, you know, they're not the person you're supposed to be with. And that was reconfirmed at your retreat by Bishop Malone. He said anytime, he repeated it just like I remembered, anytime you have to change who you are to make someone else happy, they are not the person you're supposed to be with.
They are not the one.
But they're not the one.
Yeah, because if you're a mess, you need to show that individual that you are a mess 24/7. Don't be suppressing it and trying to be somebody you're not. And then after the wedding day, here I am, this is me. Well, me should have been there all the while to give that person the opportunity and the right to choose if they want to deal with the messy you.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear so many times people in relationships say, she didn't act like that when we were dating, he didn't act like that when we were dating. Well, what happened? They do and become chameleons so that they can obtain and take possession, which is what they mentally thinking that they're going to do, take possession and then recreate who you are after the marriage. And that's not what's going to happen. It's going to be conflict and clashes and violence at times, which is what happened in my marriage. It was, you know, I didn't see what, you know, was before me because he was a chameleon. He hid who he was, and then his true feelings and true ideas of life and family and relationships, they were not what I had in mind because I wasn't brought up that way. But he led me to believe that we were on the same mindset, we were on the same track. And it's a problem when you find out that you're not. And you can't beat someone into submission or threaten or intimidate someone into being who you want them to be because of the fact that we're all individuals.
Yeah, that is so true. But it's important that you know who you are. Because if you don't have any value in your life for yourself, you either sell yourself cheap or give yourself away. And when you get into those relationships where you have no value for yourself, that oftentimes, you know, you end up living by the words of what other people say.
Absolutely.
And that, you know, that is another thing that causes a problem in a relationship. You have to know your value, know your worth. And then when you know your, and that goes all the way back to what we said in the beginning. Love yourself. Know yourself. When you love, these are some of the key elements in loving yourself. When you get to know who you are, who you belong to, and you get to understand that I am someone, I'm not a mistake. I have a value on me. I value my life. I'm heirs to the king. I'm heirs to the king. I am one of his children. And then when you put yourself in that esteem, you don't have to try to be anyone else. You can be you and let someone love you for you. Not, don't be a repeat or when someone comes around and say, well, that's not how she was or he was when I was dating, just like Val just said. And then they ended up being, you know, that's because you're trying to be who you think that person wants, who you're trying to fill a fantasy in their head. You're assuming, you're looking for, or you're getting a reaction to certain ways when you act a certain way, oh, he likes that. So you try to keep that up. That's not being real because eventually, who you really are is going to come through, and then that's going to be a problem. That's where issues come into play. A big problem, yes. You're right, Val, a big problem. Because they'd be like, well, who are you? That's not the woman or that's not the man I married. Who is that? What happened? What happened is the real person came out.
Mm-hmm.
The real person came out.
Well, we are talking heart to heart tonight. If anyone has any questions or comments, and you just press 1, put your hand up, and I will include you in the conversation. If you want to share or have any love thoughts to share with us, you can do that tonight. I have holding ending in 8227. Are you there?
I am here, Valerie. This is Jonathan J. Dog Letterman. How are you this evening?
Hi, how are you? Happy Valentine's Day to you.
You too, you too. And I was enthralled. I just got off a call. I do my Tantalizing Tuesdays from 7 to 8 o'clock, and I had Reverend Dr. D'Addio Moses on, and we were talking about self-love. And last night, Lisa McCourt came on the show that I host, and we talked about self-love, and it's so important. And I think part of the reason why relationships go astray or don't go the way we want them to or expect them to do, we're so afraid of being alone because we don't really know who we are. And we haven't delved into the idea, I'm special, I am love and I deserve to be loved. And we're so afraid, and then we want to fit in a mold because we don't want to be alone. And that's what happens. So all of a sudden we put on these airs or we're afraid to admit to somebody, hey, you know what? I don't have a lot of wealth monetarily, but I've got a great deal of wealth spiritually that I can help give to bring to this relationship if that's what you want. And if the person doesn't want that and doesn't accept that, then, you know, use a magic word next. So I think there's a big fear factor that goes into our relationships at times as well. And a lot of it is because we're so afraid, and especially from a male's perspective, you know, we're told, don't show emotion, you know, hugging people in public is not a good thing. And then we try to be something that we think women want, like the breadwinner, the guy with the fancy car and the fancy clothes and the big house, and that, when in reality, they just want somebody to edify them. You know, that's all anybody really wants is to be loved and be told, you're special. I care mm-hmm. about you. And we're so afraid we don't hear that enough, and all of a sudden what happens? We get angry. We get mad. Or we're so busy trying to impress the person that we realize, you know what? She doesn't need to be impressed.
Mm-hmm.
Or he doesn't need to be impressed. This is who I am. This is what I do. Take me for what I am. And what happens is you'll find somebody. When you stop trying to be something that you're not and you become who you truly are, that's when you're going to invoke the law of attraction and attract the... There's no right person or wrong person. There's just the person to be at that moment. Because if people come into our lives for whatever reason, and people go, oh, I hate when the girl tells me I just want to be friends. You know what? That should be something you applaud, you celebrate, and you know what? You can still share great times together.
Right.
And I think that's what happens is we put these expectations on everything. Don't go into anything. Don't expect anything. Just let it flow. Let the energy from within you, let the love from within you come out, and then the right people will come back.
Well, let me ask you this from a male's perspective. There are women that say, there are no good men out there. And what do you say to that?
I think what happens is, With women, a lot of times, and I deal with a lot of women, and I'm involved with, believe it or not, a lot of women's groups, and I speak to a few groups here and there. And what I find is they have these expectations, and they've been hurt by relationships with other men, and they're afraid to get hurt again. And then what happens is they get into the mindset, all men are dogs. All they're interested in is one thing. And there are a lot of men out there that that's all they want. Bada bing, bada boom. I know you're going to love your woman, and we're done. But what happens is, so guys do this too. We close out, and we stop being open to receive, and we miss out on great opportunities for people to build us up and to love us and to get together. I think there's plenty of good men out there. I think it's just women giving the guys a chance. And it's the guys not being afraid to be their authentic self. You know, I tell people, what you see out in public, me dancing up on stage, me laughing, me, you know, grabbing a microphone and using my booming voice, that's what you get. You know, if you're not afraid about being embarrassed in public, you know, I'm a great person to hang out with because I'm very spontaneous and I do things because I don't really care what people think. So if that's the type of guy you want to be around, then I'm a good catch for you. If that's not who you want, then guess what? I'm not the person for you. But there's also a lot of times women don't see the guy. We're invisible. And one of the examples is there was a woman, I was at a women's event, and I went over to, you know, introduce myself and hand out my business cards as I always do. And she basically ignored me. And then we were at another event, and she saw all these people coming up to me to ask me for advice on something media relations-wise, because that's one of the things that I do. And all of a sudden she came over to me, and she wanted to be my best buddy. And I was like, and I didn't do it. I don't believe it eye for eye, you know, ignore because you were ignored. I helped her and she said, you know, I owe you an apology. I looked beyond you. I was so worried about what those other women can offer. And a lot of times men, you know, say things and they build themselves up. And I said, that's not me. I speak my truth. I walk the walk. So what happens is the women get hurt. They've been in a relationship. Or a lot of women are looking for their dad.
Wow.
And there's a whole dichotomy of that. When it all comes down to what does everybody want? I don't care if you're a grown man, grown woman, if you're a boy or a girl. It's just to be loved. It's just to have somebody to walk up to you and say, you know, you're special. And it shouldn't just happen on Valentine's Day. It should happen every day.
That is true.
I think what happens in a lot of relationships and why divorces occur is it's like you say, people change or they perceive change, or they're like, they expect the woman to be one way and the woman expects the guy to be another way, and the expectations. But when you drop the expectations, it works itself out. You know, you mentioned dating. After somebody gets married, how many dates do they go on? Do they do a date night? Do they do hey, let's go out and do what we used to do before we got married? Sometimes marriage has a stigma because the whole societal, how married couples are supposed to act and behave. So sometimes you see a couple, they got along great, they got married. 7 years down the road, they decide to get divorced. A year later, they're the best of friends.
Mm-hmm.
And why is it? Because when you're married, the roles in society, the illusion of how you're supposed to act. Oh, you're a husband, you have to do this, you have to do that. You're a wife, you have to do this, you have to do that. And we forget to go back to the whole teachings of being who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll bring God into the picture because, you know, when we look at it and we say namaste, the spirit in me and the God in me recognizes the spirit and God in you. Once we start realizing that and we acknowledge that, then we have a better chance of building a relationship.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that. Thank you for sharing that with Shirley. You have any questions for him? Shirley?
No, that was very good. My mic went out. That was very good. And I appreciate that because that just solidifies what we were saying about knowing who you are and being in touch with your relationship with God and being the person that you say you are. Not only knowing it, but being who you say you are and acting that out. And it's so true about relationships and when you get married that the dating shouldn't stop. That is one of the main things that keeps it going, that you continue to date each other. Don't let the marriage change you. Thank you so much.
And be spontaneous too. You know, I've never been married. I don't have any children that I know of. So,
what do you mean?
But I've seen marriages work, and I've seen some marriages not work. The marriages that I've seen work, it's the husband and the wife for no reason at all will do something nice. You know, it's just, hey, honey, I was at this store. I was thinking about you, and you know, I know you like, you know, plantains. So guess what? I brought you a bushel of plantains. You know, just something spontaneous, something nice to say, hey, you know, I care about you. I was thinking about you, and here's this. The same thing. How many times during the day does a husband call his wife or a wife call the husband and they start complaining about everything? Instead of just picking up the phone, hey, you know what? It's the middle of the day. I was having lunch. I was thinking about you. This call is just to say, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
And don't fake it. You know, if you want to think about your wife or you want to think about your husband, don't fake it. Don't force it. But if you're out in the middle of a business deal and you just finished up your meeting and all of a sudden, you know, oh, you know what? I wish my wife was here to share in this great experience and the closing of this deal. Call her up and say, hey, honey, I was thinking about you. Thank you for all you're doing for me. So I think putting gratitude into relationships is very important. Being loving and encouraging is very important. And stop trying to be something that you're not.
Mm.
Just be.
Right.
And then
That's easier said than done. Because like I said, when it comes to relationships, and especially when a guy or a girl sees somebody they like and they're attracted to, they become chameleons.
Oh, yeah, it's human nature, because it's like, oh, that girl's beautiful over there, and if I tell her, you know, that I've been collecting unemployment and I'm still looking for work, she may not be attracted to me.
Right.
So I'm going to make up this whole backstory about who I am. And then what happens is you start living that lie.
Right.
Instead of being yourself and being truthful and saying, hey, you know what, if she doesn't accept me at my rough times in my life, and she only wants to accept me at the good times in my life, she's not the one for me.
That's right.
And don't be afraid about being alone, because there's a lot to be said when you're on your own. There's a lot of advantages of being on your own, being by yourself, and being somewhat guarded. And there are a lot of advantages of having somebody to share things with. But it's finding the person that accepts you for who you are, that builds you up, that encourages you. And they're out there. All you have to do is put it out into the universe.
It's been said that a man will marry a woman they feel they can't live without. Is that true?
What'll happen? It's the person that makes you feel as one. You know that when you wake up in the morning, you're looking forward to seeing that person. When you're at work, you're looking forward to, oh, we're going to get together, and when we get home, and it's just somebody that every moment that you're together is a cherished moment. It's a special moment. And, you know.
Yeah, but that dies off, you know.
It's the woman that builds you up. I had a girlfriend that I cared a lot for. Unfortunately, a few years ago, I found out she took her own life, and that was very hard on me. But one of my fondest memories we had was just the day we went to this aviary. And we just watched the birds. And people say, you just watch the birds. What's so special about that? Well, it was the time together. It was a cherished moment. And I think that's part of the relationship, too, is cherish that moment. And don't force it. Just let it flow. Let it flow. You know, if it's meant to go to the beach with your significant other, or the person you're dating, or then go to the beach and just enjoy that moment. And don't try to, you know, be like, oh, I'm going to take you out to the beach, and then we're going to go over to this fancy restaurant, and I'm going to pay for it, and this and that. Say, you know what, we're going to go down to the beach, and whatever happens from there, happens. Don't force things to happen. What happens a lot of times in relationships, we overplan. For example, Valentine's Day. Guy decides he's going to propose to the love of his life. And he plans everything out. And nothing goes as planned. And he feels really bad about it. But the girl he proposes to at the end accepts it and says, hey, you know what? You didn't have to plan anything. If you would have just come out right out today and asked me, I would have said yes anyway. So sometimes we overplan because, oh, the proposal has to be special. No, the proposal has to be heartfelt. It's got to come from inside. The materialistic stuff doesn't replace it. And that's, unfortunately, in our society, we become very materialistic.
Yeah.
And
does
once we take the materialism
that...
out of the equation, we say, you know what, I just like being with you. I could sit quietly, you could be reading your book, and I could be watching the football game. But just the fact that you're in the same room means a lot.
That doesn't mean you're subject to be cheap, right? Because you don't want to plan and go the extra mile.
Right. No. But what I'm saying is there's a time, you know, it's like the old adage in the Bible, you know, there's a time to every season under heaven. And there are certain times when you want to plan out things, but you don't want to go into it with all these great expectations of, oh, I made a reservation at the, you know, this five-star restaurant. It's going to be a great night. It's like, no, you go, you make your reservation, and then just let it flow when you get there. And whatever happens, happens. The fact that you're spending time together is what should be important.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for being the male voice on the call. And we're talking heart-to-heart tonight. It's Valentine's Day, and we want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment or want to share anything, you can press 1, and Shirley and I will be more than happy to talk with you or salute you and say happy Valentine's Day to wonderful, magnificent you. Thank you so much for joining. I really appreciate your information from a male's perspective because we always be wanting to know.
Yes.
I want to thank you both, Valerie and Shirley, for accepting the male perspective. And one of the things that I love to do all the time is I love people to come up with songs about love and stay away from the Jake Isles Band, Love Stinks. Because it doesn't. Love is a wonderful thing, and it does. It's just being able to show love, and even if it's just a love for the person, even if you're not in a relationship with that person, just being able to see that person and say, hey, you know what, you're special. I admire you. I applaud you. I celebrate you, and make that feel important. Mm-hmm. I always tell people about hugs. I'm a big hug guy. I'm like the big teddy bear. And I tell everybody, free hugs. So I think that's part of it, too, is when you love yourself and you're comfortable with yourself, you're going to attract people, and eventually you will find the mate that you're searching for. But don't search too hard, because the universe will provide. And I want to thank you for providing this great forum for everybody. And one of the things that I always like is the song by the Beatles, Love Me Do. And tonight I think everybody should pick out their favorite love song. And even if you're alone, grab the song, play it as loud as you can, and get you in a frame of mind to be love, to show love, and to receive love.
Thank you so much. And that sounds like you have accepted and you're settled and you're strong in who you are, because we have a lot of men with insecurity issues, and that's why relationships are so weak, is because, the male seed, the protector of the male seed is non-existent in this dispensation that we live in, because a lot of roles have been changed. And I thank you for being who you are, and I salute you in the work that you're doing. I know you have an event coming up in next month that I'm going to be honored at. Unfortunately, I'll be traveling to Abaco, Bahamas.
Yeah, and I be able to honor you, and we will get you the little certificate that we're going to present, but the event is March 24th. It's the Spiritual Entrepreneurs Visionary Awards. It's going to be at the Unity Church in Pompano Beach, Florida. We have five leaders in spirituality and personal development as our speakers, Dr. Mia Merritt. We have Sarah Spiritual, the Reverend Dr. D'Adio Moses, Ernest Chu, and Ken Esrig as our speakers. And it's going to be a day of empowerment and inspiration. And the great part of the day is going to be the fact that when you purchase a ticket by visiting www.the-spiritualawakening.com, part of the proceeds are going to be donated to the Reaching Out to Cancer Kids program. And they do phenomenal work for kids. They provide scholarships for college, respite weekends for families, and a week worth of summer camp for children affected by cancer. And it's something that's near and dear to me. I support the ROC program big time because I've seen firsthand what they can do. And anytime you have an opportunity to meet people, network, and come to an event with like-minded people, great things are going to happen. And that's part of the whole being out there, and again, bringing people in so they can find out how special they really are. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of great people doing great work. Valerie, you are, you know, providing an awesome forum. And I know, you know, your organization From Soul of a Woman is phenomenal. It's amazing what you've gone through and your journey and how you're here with this venue on Blog Talk Radio. So I also applaud and celebrate you and Shirley and everyone that's out there that's listening. And I think we are experiencing a global shift, and I invite everybody to be part of that shift on March 24th over at the Unity Church. And again, that website is www.the-spiritualawakening.com. And I thank you for letting me plug that today.
Thank you. Yeah, from my heart to yours, I salute you and thank you for being a strong man of faith and doing the work that you're doing also in the community. And those of you that are looking for voiceovers or need someone introduce you on your CDs or tapes or something, that is what Jonathan Lederman does. He does voice imitations and makeovers, and he's a great MC. For those of you that are having events, you can reach out to them. What's your website, Jonathan, or email?
The best website to reach me through is www.the, and then there's a hyphen, spiritualawakening.com. It's set up as a blog with a lot of great information on there. Today I wrote about spiritual awakening. It was discovering, exploring, taking action. And I think a lot of it has to do with relationships, too. It's, you know, take the action. You know, how many times we see somebody that we may like or that we might be interested in, because a lot of times we're superficial that way, and we see, oh, that's a beautiful woman, I want to go meet her. Me, I'm into let's meet everybody. And then when the right person is there, the right woman will come. And, you know, not to judge so much on the superficial, the looks and the outer appearance. Look for what's inside. But it's amazing what happens when you start to love yourself and you take time and remind yourself. And I'd like to share, if I can, a technique that I use. When I get up in the morning and I fill the tub with hot water, I put my aromatherapy candles out there, and when I'm done with my bath, I look in the mirror, and I look and I'm like, damn, you're good. You're special. You are going to be successful today. Why? Because you have strength, courage, and enthusiasm. Now go share it with the world. And I do that on a regular basis to the point that I think my neighbors think I'm a little out there because my walls in my apartment are very thin.
Oh,
but
okay.
When you do that and you start to show yourself love, when you take care of yourself, you know, when was the last time anyone did something nice for themselves? I asked it to a lot of people. It's like, when was the last time you just took time for yourself? And I mean, what do you mean by that? It's like, when was the last time you went and did something you enjoyed? And you hear a lot of, well, I don't have the time. I've got the kids. I got this. I got that. Take time for yourself. Even if it's 10 minutes out of the day, take time to love yourself.
Well, I thank you for sharing from a male's point of view, a male's perspective, and saying just what we both said at the beginning of the show. You got to take time for you and love you, celebrate you, because if you can't take time for you or like you, how do you expect somebody else to like who you are, which is the bottom line. So thank you so much, Jonathan. Well, we have about 8 minutes left. If anybody wants to say hello to a loved one or get a shout out, you can do so at this time on Hot Topics from the Soul, from my heart to yours. You can press 1, and I can bring you in so that you can give a shout out if you wish. because it is Valentine's Day. I think it's Valentine's Day every day, Shirley, because we have to make sure that we love on someone. I always say and post and encourage people and tell them that I love them because, you know, life is so short and unpredictable. We don't know what the next moment will bring. So we need to let people know how we feel about them and let it be heartfelt. Don't just be saying it. Let them know that you really appreciate who they are, who individuals are in your life space. And I'm telling you, it could save somebody's life. A warm hug, a warm how you doing. Say hello to your neighbors next door. You never know, you know, especially when you're getting older. I find myself, Shirley, that I'm getting older now, and all of my children are gone, and they have their own lives. And they don't always call or check on me or say anything, say, Mom, what's going on? They're living their lives, and they have the right to do that. So we have got to be able to show ourselves friendly so that we can have friends, so that we can, you know, go out together. And don't, if you get invitations through the mail, go. Don't stay home because, oh, I don't have a date, I don't have no one to go with me, oh, I don't have a girlfriend. Go. You may meet somebody there that will be your friend, and you can go out to other things. Meet somebody and you can go to the movies or something. You don't have to go to bed or sleep with anybody in order to develop a relationship. Relationships are built on just sheer friendship.
Yeah. Shared friendship, and you'd be surprised at interests that you may have in common, things that you have in common with someone else, a complete stranger. But the only way you're going to know those things is you have to show yourself, be a friend, be friendly, and be open to all possibilities. Like, you know, you think about it a lot, unlimited possibility. Life is exciting. Life is a journey. It is not something that of dress rehearsal. This is our only time we're going to be here. So life is meant to be lived and enjoyed. We grow in life. We don't let life control us. We have to take control of our lives and learn to love ourselves. Once you do that, you can open up so many doors of possibility. So many.
Yeah, I said every day I'm giving life my best shot because tomorrow is not promised to me. So I want to make sure that whenever I exit this dispensation of my life, people know I was there, know that Valerie Parker showed up, and I showed up fully armed. And as Tawana said, armed and dangerous.
Yes, they would know that you came through this place. And Val, it reminds me of something you said to me a long time ago. You said, one thing for sure, when we leave this earth, we will definitely leave a legacy behind because of all that we've done, all we've gone through, and the many lives that we're going to touch along the way because we're open and willing to allow God to use us, and we're living in our purpose. We've got a lot of living.
That is true. And, you know, we're out of time. But, you know, I want to reiterate the Fight for Your Dreams tour that I have coming up. March 10th is in Detroit. You can visit www.arisebyvnp.com to find out information about that. And April 13th, we will be in Washington, D.C. for the Fight for Your Dreams tour. So if you have friends, relatives, or ministries in that area that you're connected to, spread the word. You can also visit me on Facebook, Valerie Parker on Facebook. And also From the Soul of a Woman is also on Facebook. You know, send me a friend request. I'd love to be able to communicate with you. And please, please do not post your personal businesses and stuff on my Facebook page. I would like to greet you. If you want to send me a personal message, I'll be more than happy to respond. I thank you all so much for joining me. And don't forget, most of all, to go to www.fromthesoulofawoman.com. There you will find information to help you make it through your daily route of life, and hopefully that you will find some peace and rest for your souls as you journey on. And my song that's on the From the Soul of a Woman website, I Still Believe, that is my song that I give to you, regardless of what it feels like. I still believe in love, and I believe in you. I believe in peace, and I believe that one day God is coming back for you and for me. But we have to be ready, we have to be focused, and we must, above all, live life on purpose and live life like you mean it. Thank you for joining, and happy Valentine's Day. Shirley, happy Valentine's Day, girl.
Happy Valentine's Day, Val. Thank you so much. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone, and have a blessed evening.
Good night.